Chapter 10. Farewell to the President. John Wilkes Booth was never brought to trial. A few days after the shooting, his hiding place was discovered. He was shot to death, trying to escape. Booth thought that what he'd done was noble and heroic. However, all over the nation, people mourned the dead president. Clocks were stopped to mark the moment of his death. Millions came to Washington, D.C. to pay their respects. Then Lincoln's body was put on a special train back to Springfield. That was where he would be buried. His son Willie's coffin was dug up and traveled with him. The train retraced the route Lincoln had taken when he first came to Washington as president. At each stop, there were elaborate parades with the coffin mounted on a wagon. Sometimes the lines were 3 miles long. People waited hours for the chance to say goodbye to the president they had loved. Mary Lincoln never really recovered from the shock of her husband's death. She was too upset to go to the funeral. Even now, people criticized her. They said when she left the White House, she took things that didn't belong to her. Her later life was not happy. Tad's death, probably from tuberculosis at age 18, was a terrible blow. Of all her children, only Robert lived to be an adult. But he and Mary did not get along. For a while, he had her locked up in a hospital, claiming that she was insane. Robert had a long career as a lawyer and diplomat. He had 3 children and several grandchildren. Robert lived to be 82, dying in 1926. Today, 200 years after his birth, Abraham Lincoln is more honored than any other president, except perhaps George Washington. He appears on the penny and the $5 bill. He has a monument in the nation's capital. The memorial is modeled on a Greek temple with a huge statue of Lincoln inside. On the walls of the temple are engraved the Gettysburg Address and his second inaugural speech. His face is carved on Mount Rushmore. Many cities, several mountains, 5 national parks, and 19 counties have been named after him. Hundreds of books have been written about him. He is remembered, along with Washington, on President's Day. Almost from the moment of his death, Lincoln became a larger-than-life figure. People saw him as a kind of saint. Of course, he was just a man. He made mistakes, and he held some opinions that are hard to accept today. But it is clear he was no ordinary man. He kept the country together during one of its darkest times. America was lucky to have him. The Gettysburg Address. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it, far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.